Blog Talk Radio.
Some days it seems like it's so hard to get out of bed. So many issues facing me is coming to a head. I stand in needing your anointing, Lord, cover me and renew in me the right spirit. Lead to that secret, sacred place with you. Make an atmosphere to hear from you. Restore me so I'll be renewed. You kept me here and you see me through.
Shall continually be in my mouth. Good morning. This is Amazing Grace Ministries, and we are destroying the yoke of bondage. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your co-host, Evangelist Terry Rogers. And we honor Dr. Elder Marie Terry on this morning, who is the president and CEO of the Amazing Grace Ministry. And we have a spirit-filled lesson on today. So let's get right into it. Announcements. Friday, noonday prayer will resume in April. Please continue to pray for this ministry. Amazing Grace Ministries will be celebrating 5 years of Blog Talk Radio. We will be celebrating our anniversary on June 4th, 2022. Come celebrate with us. And for more information, is to be followed. More information, contact Dr. Marie Carey by phone at 309-750-7584. Or email her at amazinggraceministries@gmail.com. That's capital A, AmazinGraceMinistries@gmail.com. Please consider donating to Amazing Grace Ministries, Inc. You can send your donations to P.O. Box 438411, Chicago, Illinois, 60643. And to those that have sent the donation, we thank you for undergirding this ministry. Your donations are much appreciated. To everyone listening in Radio Land, I decree blessings unto you in this new year. And if you are blessed by this talk show, I need you to express it via text, email, or comment on our lesson page. Text at 309-750-7584 or email amazinggraceministries@gmail.com. That's capital A, amazinggraceministries@gmail.com. And we are on the air at 9 a.m. every Saturday morning. We have an exciting lesson, so please tune in. We also have a live link, and if you would like to click on the live link, it's http://tobtira.com/s/12085622. And this if you want to connect live. Amen. This word has come alive in the form of Jesus. The word will captivate your mind, give you illumination in your heart, and lift you up to a greater level of the Lord Jesus Christ. We will take you on a journey to a great peace, to a greater hope, and closer to Jesus. We will soon be celebrating the birth of Jesus in April this month. But we can rejoice in him now. So sit back. Take notes. Let's go. The theme for this month of April is, it's Passover time. The lesson for the second Saturday in April is the divine favor of the Lord. The text is coming from Luke, the second chapter, the 40th verse, and then the 52nd verse. Luke 2 and 40 reads, "And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him." Verse 52, "And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature, and in favor with God and man." Favor is defined as an act of gracious kindness, a kind act that is freely granted. Favor also is an advantage to the benefit of someone or something. The outcome was in his favor. When you say advantage, the quality of having a superior or more favorable position. The experience gave him the advantage over me. Favor also, bestow a privilege upon. Privilege, favor, F-A-V-O-U-R, countenance, permit, allow, let, consent to, give permission. She permitted her son to visit her estranged husband. I won't let the police search her basement. I cannot allow you to see your exam. In the Bible, you will find the word favor, F-A-V-O-U-R, which is the British spelling of the word favor, F-A-V-O-R, and it means a feeling of favorable regard. It's amazing that grace and favor in the Greek are the same word. That word is charis, which means unearned and unmerited favor. Scripture acknowledged Jesus as a boy to the Son of God, but also how he grew in wisdom and stature. He also increased in favor with man and with God. God's word talks much about favor. The word says that his anger lasts only a moment, but his favor lasts a lifetime. What is favor but the favorable regard? That advantage. So as children of God, we are entitled to the favor of God. It is designated for you. It is available to you. The devil can't stop it from coming. When you need it most, when you're in the midst of your battle, the favor of God will be released on your behalf. So you are able to have the advantage. That's the upper hand, in other words. In Psalms 102, we find a man who is completely overwhelmed by his situation. He needs an answer from God, and he needs it now. In fact, verse 1 says a prayer of an afflicted man. When he is faint and pours out his lament before the Lord, this man cries out. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Let me cry for help. Come to you. Do not hide your face from me when I am in distress. Turn your ear to me when I call. Answer me quickly. This guy gets right to the point. He said, I need an answer, and I need it right now. He's desperate. He goes on with his prayer. For my days vanish like smoke. My bones burn like glowing embers. My heart is blighted and withered like grass. I forget to eat my food. Because of my loud groaning, I am reduced to skin and bone. I am like a desert owl, like an owl among the ruins. I lie awake. I have become like a bird alone on a roof. All day long, my enemies taunt me. Those who rail against me use my name as a curse. For I eat ashes as my food and mingle my drink with tears because of your great wrath. For you have taken me up and thrown me aside. My days are like the evening shadow. I wither away like grass. How many of you today find yourself in the same situation? I have come to let you know that you're coming out. Verse 1 says, a prayer of an afflicted man. When he is his lament before the Lord, we can relate to this. But then he changes his attitude. He says in verse 12 and 13, but you, O Lord, sit enthroned forever. Your renown endures through all generations. You will rise and have compassion on Zion. For it is time to show favor to her. The appointed time has come. King James Version says, but thou, O Lord, shall endure forever, and thy remembrance unto all generations. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion for the time to favor her. Yea, the set time is come. Favor that gracious, friendly privilege that God gives or that advantage. I remind you that in your day of adversity, it's easy to become problem-minded rather than favored-minded. It's too easy to forget about God's covenant with us and his promises to us when we're in the heat of adversity. But here in Psalms 102, there is a man who remembers that he is entitled to God's favor. He has a relationship with God. It is time to show favor. Open doors that man have closed. The appointed time has come for unanswered prayers to happen. There are four conditions where favor is guaranteed to take place. Number one, taking on the right attitude in difficult situations. Mary was highly favored. The Bible mentioned that Mary was highly favored. The angel went to her and said, greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you. That's Luke 1:28. But the angel said to her, do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. That's Luke 1:30. Why was Mary highly favored? Notice later in the same chapter. And Mary said, my soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed. Luke 1:46 through 48. Mary's spirit was full of praise, not complaint or bitterness. She said, my spirit rejoices. Favor works through a person who has a rejoicing spirit. Praise will move the mountain and open doors. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be on my lips. If I change my attitude to praise mode, anything can happen. 2 Corinthians 8:9 says, for you are becoming progressively acquainted with and recognizing more strongly and clearly the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. His kindness, his gracious generosity, his undeserved favor and spiritual blessing, in that though he was so very rich, yet for your sake he became so very poor, in order that by his poverty you might become enriched. abundantly supplied. 2 Corinthians 9 and 8 says, and God is able to make all grace, every favor and earthly blessing come to you in abundance, so that you may always and under all circumstances and whatever the need, being self-sufficient, possessing enough to require no aid or support, and furnished in abundance for every good work and charitable donation. Ephesians 2 and 7 says, he did this that he might clearly demonstrate through the ages to come the immeasurable, that's limitless, surpassing riches of his free grace, his unmerited favor, and his kindness and goodness of heart towards us in Christ Jesus. Your attitude, not your aptitude, determines your altitude, your perception and attitude of situation. Number two, having your expectations in the right focus. What limits your favor is the fact that your expectations of God are small. But when you have an expectation that God will remove mountains in your life, he will. Your expectations can break off the limitations off your mind. Quit saying things like, nothing good's going to happen to me. But start saying, my blessings are unnumbered, and I'm walking in them right now. 2 Timothy 2 and 10 says, therefore I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. Now this verse calls the saints the elected of God, or the handpicked of God. You were handpicked, chosen, elected. God loves you that much. Let me tell you, you are handpicked, and the blessings of God follows me and you. You may have had negative words spoken over you as a child. People said, you'll never amount to anything. You're a nobody. You're too big. You're too small. You're too skinny. You're too fat. You're too educated. You're not educated enough. And you believe the negative words spoken about you. But today, in the name of Jesus Christ, God is breaking off those limitations and delivering you from every evil word spoken over you and your life. You are an ambassador for Christ. Ambassadors for nations get special favor and preferential treatment. That's what favor is, the preferential treatment that makes you the head and not the tail. Those adoption papers places you on the right side of Jesus. Because today, you have preferable treatment. The advantage that no one else has but those that are in Christ Jesus. You have been moved from the bottom to the top of the list. On that job, it's promotion time. Promotion time, promotion time. Number three, we must be in the right position. Your position with him can change the conditions that you are in. When the favor of God surrounds you like a shield and defense, Psalm 5 and 12 reads, for surely, O Lord, you bless the righteous. You surround them with your favor as with a shield. Every adversity will be turned into victory. Favor will protect you from the gossip and criticism of others when they try to malign you. Favor can protect you from the ill effects of their malicious words. This shield of favor will not just protect you from the front, but also the rear. It is a shield that surrounds you. Even when you don't know what people are saying about you, this divine favor will insulate you from damage. Joseph had favor. Joseph is a perfect example of this. Regardless of his position with his family in Potiphar's house, while in prison, or with Pharaoh, Joseph's position with God never changed. His position with God always changed his present condition. Genesis 39, 2 through 4 says, the Lord was with Joseph and his prospered, and he lived in the house of his Egyptian master. When his master saw that the Lord was with him and that the Lord gave him success in everything he did, Joseph found favor in his eyes and became his attendant. Potiphar put him in charge of his household and was entrusted to everything he owned. His brothers hated him, sold him into slavery, accused of rape, arrested, and imprisoned. Joseph always rose to the top, and it's your time to rise to the top. I'm reminded of this song that I've heard called Cheerios. Cheerios, you can push them to the bottom, but what they do? They rise to the top. Come on, y'all. We shall rise to the top. Amen. Your position with him can change your condition that you are in. Psalms 40:2, David was brought up out of a pit, a slimy pit, with mud and mire. Joseph was brought up out of slavery and up out of prison. Moses was brought up out of a basket floating down the river. Isaac was brought up in the midst of a famine. And God will bring you up. God wants to give you favor in your times of trouble. And your position with him will always change your condition. You'll always be at the top and never the bottom. Fourth and lastly, the vision plan you have in battle. It must be that you are winning the battle. Psalms 102:1-5, and this is the King James Version. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my cry come unto thee. Hide not thy face from me in the day when I am in trouble. Incline thy ear unto me in this day when I call. Answer me speedily. For my days are consumed like smoke, and my bones are burned as in hearth. My heart is smitten and withered like grass, so that I forget to eat my bread. By reason of the voice of my groaning, my bones cling to my skin. The psalmist in Psalms 102 had a battle in his mind. David had a battle with the giant. Saul had a battle with pride and jealousy. And only you know where your battle is today. Your battle will become a burden or blessing. I believe God wants to turn your battle into a blessing. Psalms 89:17 declares, you are their strength. What glory. Our power is based on your favor. In every battle we face, God's favor will take what the enemy means for evil and turn it into good. Can reverse every curse and turn it into a blessing. And blessings. Get your mind off your bigness of your problem and focus on the bigness of God's promises. Stop speaking about the problem and speak the promises that God has declared to be yours. In conclusion, I'm releasing the favor of God on you today to receive what is already yours. Just like Jesus in the book of Luke, God has given us favor as we grow in grace. As we grow in God's knowledge of his word, as we give him the praise and the honor despite our circumstances, despite what we've gone through, despite the battles we're fighting, God will bring us out and will bring us out on time. We are to praise the Lord in season and out of season, during the good days and the bad days. When we find ourselves struggling and going through problems and situations, we have to give God the glory that belongs to him. Hallelujah. Give God the praise and see what happens. It is a struggle to press into God when you don't feel like it. Even when you have had a hard day, when you've gone through and it seems like nothing is working out for you on that day, I dare you to praise God, because praise will open up heaven and send you down a blessing. And this is the point. God will make a way out of no way just for you and give you favor in the midst of your problems. Proverbs 16:7 says, when a man's ways please the Lord, he makes even his enemies be at peace with him. I want to please God so that I can walk in his favor. Hebrews 11:5. Says, by faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death and was not found, because God has translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. And I want to have this testimony that I please God. And I'm sure that you all would like to have that testimony as well. Let us pray. Lord God, in Jesus' name, we come humbly before your throne of grace. Lord God, before we ask you for anything, just allow us to thank you for everything. Lord God, we thank you for your divine favor. Lord God, we thank you for who you are, because truly you are the Lord of lords. You are the King of kings. You are the everlasting Father. You are the Prince of peace. Lord God, you are the Alpha and the Omega. And we thank you on this morning, Lord God. We thank you that you woke us up, Lord God. You woke us up with our minds looking towards heaven on this morning. And we thank you on today. Lord God, we thank you for Dr. Carey on this morning, Lord God. We just ask you, Lord God, to forgive us. Forgive us for sins that we have committed knowingly and unknowingly, Lord God. Forgive us. Forgive us of our shortcomings, Lord God. Give us the strength, Lord God, to do better. And then, Lord God, we just ask you to look on Dr. Carey's parents, God. Look on her father, God. Give him the strength that he needs, God, and then encourage her heart, Lord God, for the work that she's doing, not only for the Lord, but doing for her parents, God. And then, Lord God, we just thank you, Lord God, to look on the listeners, Lord God, one by one, name by name. Lord God, you know what every individual needs, Lord God. And Lord God, we all can use favor, your unmerited favor, Lord God, your grace and your mercy, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God. We're giving you the honor. We're giving you the glory in advance, God, because you are worthy. Then, Lord God, we ask you to look on your people everywhere. Look on the bereaved families, Lord God. Look on our leaders, Lord God. Look on my leader, Dr. Superintendent Dr. Byron Gibbs, Lord God, and Lady Gibbs. Encourage their hearts, Lord God. Do for them that which only a God like you can do, God. And then, Lord God, we just ask you to look on Ukraine, God. Look on Haiti, God. Go and look on your people everywhere. And then, Lord God, we just thank you for this blog talk, Lord God. We thank you for the listeners, Lord God. Yes, we do. We thank you. We thank you that they took time out of their busy day, God, to take time to listen on this morning. And then, Lord God, we just asking you, God, to do for us all the things that we can't do for ourselves, God. And we give you the glory, the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio with your co-host, Evangelist Terry Rogers. Tune in next week. I will be returning, same time. And remember, if something was said that encouraged your heart, let Dr. Reverend Carey know. Text her or email her. Text her at 309-750-7584 or drop her an email, AmazingGraceMinistries@gmail.com. That's capital A, M-A-Z-E-N. GRACEMINISTRIES@gmail.com. And we would love to hear from you. Wear your mask and don't forget to social distance yourself. We know that God is still in control. Until next time, enjoy the remainder of your day and be blessed.